The locker room pep talks are over. The players and coaches are ready, and the fans are fired up. It's time for high school basketball on your local sports authority, Care Radio 93.7. Stay tuned. Pregame coverage, followed by your opening tip-off, is coming up right after these messages from our Care Radio Sports Booster.
Hi, this is Dan Rapplinger from Exchange Bank. You know, banking is so much better when you have friends that you know and trust. The kind you find at Exchange Bank. When it's time for a new car, a new house, or even a line of credit for your business, turn to us. We'll be there with you every step of the way. Exchange Bank. We're your friend and your banking partner. Equal housing lender. Member FDIC.
Exchange Bank and Trust. Community minded. That's my bank.
Atchison Auto Parts is your locally owned and operated independent NAPA dealer. With a team of experienced employees that have a lifelong passion for the auto industry, they provide top quality parts and exceptional service. They are all car guys who care about getting you the right parts. And with locations in Leavenworth and Smithville, they can get that part same day if not on their shelves. Open 8 to 6 Monday through Saturday and 9 to 3 on Sunday. Atchison Auto Parts, 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Atchison.
Welcome to Effingham, Kansas. We're getting set for some high school hoops tonight here on Care Radio in the NEKL. ACCHS playing host to Valley Falls. We're going to be back. We got starters. We got insight. We got the tip right after this.
Subway makes it their priority to serve you the delicious meals you love in the easiest, safest ways possible. Order in-store, online, or through the Subway app for carryout service. And with so many sandwich and salad options, everyone in the family will be happy. Check out their fresh melts, signature wraps, no bready bowls, and amazing salads. At Subway, under the 5th Street Viaduct in Atchison.
Do you find yourself having to air up your tires often? Or does your car shake when you drive? Have you noticed bulges on a tire or uneven tire tread? These are signs it may be time to replace your tires. Don't be left out in the cold with a bad tire. Contact the professionals at Lights Out at Town & Country and let us find the right tire for your vehicle. Stop in and see us at 2nd Commercial in Atchison or call us at 367-2699.
Are you dreaming of a lush, green, weed-free lawn? Urban Lawn Care has the solution with their six-step lawn chemical program. Serving Atchison, Donovan, Jackson, Jefferson, Brown, and Leavenworth counties, they tailor treatments to your needs. Choose all six rounds or customize your plan. Call now for a free estimate and ask about their prepaid discount. Transform your lawn into a paradise with Urban Lawn Care, where dreams grow green.
Hey, welcome back once again to Effingham, Kansas. It is high school hoops this evening here on Care Radio. Good to have you along with us. And public address announcer guy, he's introducing the starters to the crowd. Let me do it for you. What do you say? First of all, for the visitors from Valley Falls, the Lady Dragons, under head coach Jordan Hale, coming to the ballgame tonight at 5-5 on the in the conference and 6-8 on the season. And they're going to be starting Evie Gatzmeyer, Caitlin Yates, Corey Kirkwood, Madison Connor, and Lauren Brown. ACCHS here in front of the home crowd tonight, coming in at 4-6 in the conference and 4-10 on the season. And ACCHS under head coach Andrew Eckert, they're going to be starting Ellie Spear and Madison Martin. They've got Mackenzie Scholes and Mackenzie Bowerly with Danny Hsu. ACCHS in those home whites with the orange and black for Valley Falls. It'll be the traveling black with gold. Set to go to hope you enjoy it. Lots of ball games going on all over the place tonight as teams continue to battle and hustle and try and make up
games that were lost earlier in the season to weather issues. Well, thinking about now, some of the teams have played four games already this week, so it has been crazy busy. But we're set to go here. Atchison County and Valley Falls, and the ball goes up the tip of the way. It'll be batted around, controlled down by the Lady Dragons. Valley Falls is going to take it, bring it up the court, and we are underway. Valley with the basketball, dish it around to the left side, take it way out on the edge. Out up top is going to be Yates. Gets over to the right side to Cassidy. Breaks, gets it back into the middle, swings it over to Brown. Lauren dumps it off to the outside. 3-point shot up, no good. Powell is going to rebound it down. Lady Tigers are going to bring it back the other way. Half a minute in. Here comes ACCHS. Little pass over to the right side, deep in the corner. Drive it across is going to be Spear, and she'll have her pass. Knock green and stolen away. Back up forward to basketball. Valley Falls, each team a possession. Now the team has had a shot on goal yet. Lauren Brown is going to handle it up top side. Tips it over to the right to Gatzmeyer. Evie brings it back out on top to Lauren. Brown goes baseline. Her shot off the block is going to be rejected by Martin. And going back the other way with the basketball, here comes Atchison County. We are still scoreless. Over a minute in now. Packers will swing it around to the left side. It's going to be Spear. Back off on top. They'll lob to Martin at the free throw line. She'll kick it over to the left block. Back outside. Spear goes to Rainbow 3. It's off the front lip of the rim, but Martin's able to track down the rebound, brings it off down on top, and Lady Tigers going to reset this. 6.5 to go in a scoreless opening quarter. Right side with it. That's going to be Danny. Here's Chu to Martin. Her three missing and rebound. Valley Falls. Brown clears it down, and we're going to once again go back the other way with the Dragons. 6:20 to go in quarter number one. Here's a little runner from the left side. It's going to be up and short. Tigers rebound it down. Chu will come up with the free basketball. Takes it down the right side in front of the scorer's table. Works it all the way down in front of the Dragon bench. Stops near the baseline. Lobs it in the middle. Gets it there to Martin, who immediately kicks it back out on top to Bowerly, who has yet to take a shot tonight. She's been this team's leading scorer all season. Now the feed into Martin. Easy layup. Won't go in, but she's going to have been fouled to come to the line. The foul is going to be on Valley Falls. Cassidy breaks. It is her first and the first foul of the game by either team. Stepping up there for ACCHS is the sophomore, Madison Martin. Her free throw is good. And Madison gets the first point of the game on the board. One more shot, and that one rattles around, and she'll get them both. So Martin gets the first 2 points of the game. And up with it will come Valley Falls. And again, walking it up, being patient. It's going to be Lauren Brown. Lauren works her way over to the left side with the left-hand dribble. Now pulls it up, lobs it back right to Kirkwood. Corey just hit an offense milestone the other day, getting her 1,000th point. So congrats to her. Back to the free throw line with it. Valley will step inside the ring. No room. Comes out on top. Little head fake. Tries to shake the defender. Yates will put it up. It's going to be wide right. And the rebound cleared down off the floor. Lady Tigers coming up with the basketball. And back up forward with it. They're going to come at 5:20 to play in the opening quarter, leading it 2-0. ACCHS. 4-10 on the season. Here's a baseline shot. Won't fall for Spear. And on the rebound, a trio of players end up on the floor. And a jump ball called. It'll come back to Atchison County. ACCHS putting it in play at their offensive end just to the outside of the left side of the lane. 5:11 to go in the first. It'll come in, and the three is immediately up and off the mark. Rebound, Valley. Here come the Dragons back up court, continuing to look for their first point. Kirkwood to the free throw line, down the right side. Shot rejected. Rebounded underneath. Stepping inside from 15, it's off the mark, and this time the board's going to be cleared away by Atchison County's Mackenzie Schultz. So Schultz will clear it down. Chu back up court with it. 4:44 to go. Quarter number one. Not a lot of offense here. It's 2-0. We're going to get some little zone defense, a little 2-3 zone basically. Underneath, Martin has the ball slapped out of her hands by Breaks. Here comes Valley Falls. Over to the left. And neither team has been willing to put that three-pointer up much. Inside the right block, falling away, the jump shot too strong, and rebound Bowerly. Outlets it up the floor. All alone, the breakaway, the running layup, good. L.A. Spear gets two. Valley's going to take a timeout, and we're going to take it along with them. Timeout, Joseph at 4:11 to go in the opening quarter. Atchison County, 4, Valley Falls, nothing.
The six-pack and a pound is now $2 off at Taco John's. But what's the right occasion to enjoy six crunchy tacos loaded with seasoned beef plus a pound of potato Olay? How about date night, movie night, thousand-piece puzzle night, picnics in the park, picnics in your kitchen, camping, tailgates, anniversaries, bribing friends, bribing pets, bribing yourself, birthdays, holidays, and any day that ends in Y? To name a few. The six-pack and a pound, now $2 off, only from Taco John's. Bigger, bolder, better. Download the app, earn free food.
Come back to action. Valley Falls puts the ball in play. Puts up a quick jumper from the baseline left. It will not fall. Tigers are going to rebound it back down. And here comes Bowerly. Out on top to Martin. Passes up on the three. Swings it over to the left side. Way out of the wing. McKenzie Jones now is going to be stolen. Going back the other way. The shot off the window missing. Rebound is going to go out of play. And which way is it going? It will be Tiger basketball. I mentioned the tremendous number of games going on around the area tonight. You've got McLeod is at Oskaloosa tonight. MHMA is at Jackson Heights, Pleasant Ridge and Horton. Valley Falls right here at ACCHS. Troy went to Frankfort tonight. You've got Perry LeCompton at Nemaha Central. Sabetha Jeff West, Holton at Hiawatha. Just, you got a team that you're following. They're playing somebody somewhere tonight. Here's a Tiger three off the rim. No rebound, tipped out. It's going to be saved down by Danny Chu. Atchison County will continue to control the basketball with 3:10 to go in quarter number one. Martin with it on the left side. That's great defense in the middle by Frakes. The shot goes up and it misses, and the rebound is on the floor. Followed up and good. Martin. Madison Martin picking up her fourth point of the ball game, and the Tigers jump out to a 6-0 lead. We go inside 3 minutes of play in the first. Valley Falls trying to find some offense. Little hook pass over to the right side. The dip to the corner. The lob out on top. Here's the uncontested three. No. And rebound out of play. And it is Tiger basketball. ACCHS will go to the bench. And their first substitution is going to be junior Corey Wagner. So Corey will come into the game. Getting her first PT tonight. She'll replace Ellie Spear, and we're down to 2:20 to go in the first. Feet to the right side. The shot is up for Martin. No. Rebounding it down underneath Valley Falls, and another board for Kirkwood. Corey's going to bring it up for herself. Drive all the way into the lane. Goes up. Draws a foul on Martin. Madison looking for another block and was a little out of position, kind of moving and reached across the body a little bit. Madison's first foul. That's the first Tiger foul of the game. Valley Falls trying to get on the board. Kirkwood's first free throw? No. One more shot coming up for Corey. Now, Atchison County is going to switch out a little bit and send Bowerly all the way into the backcourt, literally standing underneath the goal in the backcourt. Tigers anticipating coming down with a rebound if this shot gets missed, but that is academic, because it is not missed. Dropping it in is Kirkwood, and Valley's on the board, trailing at 6-1. 2:11 to go in the first quarter. Tigers with the basketball and with a 5-point lead. They'll bump it around the outside, take it all the way to the left to McKenzie Schultz. Martin, now the cutter, driving in, twisting, turning, traveling. Yeah. Doing a great job, putting out a lot of effort, trying to knife her way through the middle of that. Corey Wagner. Got a few steps kind of going on. Valley back up the floor, and across midcourt they come. We're at a minute 50 left in the opening quarter. To the right side with it, going to be Evie Gatzmeyer. Evie not looking to take that shot. Wagner gets right in front of her. Tigers have also gone to a little zone defense. Here's a runner from the right side. Up no good. Rebound Atchison County. McKenzie Scholes clears down the board. And here comes ACCHS. Skip pass over to the left side. Martin turns and shoots and hits two more. Madison having a huge start tonight. That's a half dozen for her. And with a minute 15 left in the first, it is 8-1. Back to the end. No room. Back out of top. It's going to be Evie. Gatsmyer cross court pass. Kick back out on top. It's going to be Lauren Brown with it. Scoops it over to the right side. They'll go to the free throw line. Valley Falls moving it briskly, just not getting any shots away. And now, driving into the middle, we're going to have another foul on Martin, and she will have her second foul of the game. Valley Falls is going to get a couple of more free throws. So Madison Martin, who's having a huge, great start, half a dozen points, but now, with two fouls, we'll probably be seeing some limited time for a bit. First free throw? No. Valley Falls has scored nothing from the floor yet tonight, and Corey Kirkwin has their only point, and she's one of three at the free throw line. One more shot coming here for Corey. On its way. No, misses them both. Rebound Tigers. In the last minute, now the opening quarter. Atchison County up the floor. Kicks it over to the right side. And the pass is going to be stepped in front of and stolen by Kirkwood. Corey brings it up the floor. First to the right side. Now to the left. To the free throw line. 15-foot runner. Short. Rebound. Martin staying out there with those two fouls. Here's Bowerly. Kicks it over to the right side to Ellie Spear. Back to Bowerly in the lane, off the window, good for two. Bowerly gets her first couple of points, and the Tigers have blown to a 10-1 lead. Late seconds of the first quarter. The feed underneath, the shot blocked, offensive rebound, followed up, and there it is. The first basket from the floor by Kirkwood, and it is 10-3. Tigers have 3 seconds, that's a long three, and it's going to be short as the opening quarter ends. We got a timeout of the court after one in Effingham, Kansas. ACCHS Lady Tigers 10, Valley Falls 3.
You already know Gerber Electric provides professional and reliable service with free estimates and guaranteed work. But did you know they have a great retail space with electrical supplies for all of your do-it-yourself projects? Whether it's bulbs, batteries, connectors, or other electrical supplies, you can find it in their store at 405 North 17th in Atchison. At Gerber Electric, it's not just a job, it's a tradition.
Glad you're with us here tonight here on Kid Radio. Happy to have you along. We go to the second quarter of the ladies' game. ACCHS here at home and out in front, 10-3. And Lady Tigers are led by Madison Martin with half a dozen points, but also with two fouls. She will not start the second quarter. A couple of points each then for Ellie Spear and Mackenzie Bowerly. For Valley Falls, all 3 points belong to Corey Kirkwood. And here we go. Around to the left side with it. Valley Falls puts it in, goes into the lane. The shot is up and missing. Offensive rebound, haul down. Looking out on top. Valley will work to the point. Back over to the left side. They'll feed it baseline left. Tigers doing a nice job with that defense. Swarming, and that's plenty of contact. There's going to be a foul on Powerly. She took a quick flop backward in hopes of drawing the offensive player control foul, but couldn't make that happen. It'll be her first, and it's going to be the first foul of the second quarter. Back down to the right side. The ball's loose, rolling around on the floor. Picked up, jump shot. Good from the left side. Caitlin Yates gets her first 2 points, and it is 10-5. 7:17 to go in the opening half. Tigers with the basketball and leading it by five. Martin is already back at the scorer's table. When she comes in, she's going to have to be very cautious. Now the inbound is batted, saved by the Tigers. Running shot, left side, off the window, no. Rebounding it down, bounding balls to Kirkwood. Here she comes up the floor, a little shoulder-high dribble, eases her way over to the right side. Now the ball is loose. Kirkwood picks it up, spins into the lane, puts it off the window and in. Corey Kirkwood, and suddenly it is 10-7, and kind of falls right back in this thing. And with that in mind, Coach Eckert says, all right, we're going to take a timeout and let's see if we can stem the tide a little bit. Joseph, we're taking a break. 6:43 to go in quarter, or in the first half. 6:43 to go in the first half of the girls' game. It is Atchison County 10, Valley Falls 7.
Hundley Liquor is your hometown liquor store with everything you can imagine. Whether you're in the mood to finish a great day by kicking back and drinking a domestic or imported beer, or maybe even a fine wine to pair with your dinner tonight, whatever your need, look no further. Hundley Liquor at 119 South 9th Street has got it. Beer, wine, spirits. Hundley Liquor, hometown friendly, hometown helpful in Atchison.
Welcome back here to Effingham, Kansas. Tigers for three. It's off the window and in. How about that? 3-point shot is up and good for Atchison County. Give that bucket to Ava Spear. So Ava gets her first points. And coming down the floor, we'll have a foul. This is going to take a long look, make sure he's got the number right. He does. It is going to be on Mackenzie Scholes. It'll be her first. Team foul two of the second quarter by Atchison County. Valley Falls without a second quarter foul yet. ACCHS has Madison Martin back in the game. She's out there with Danny Chu and Ellie Spear and Ava Spear. Mackenzie Scholes. And we get a 3-second violation on Valley Falls. On the court right now for the Dragons. Well, we got out there. We got Gracie Connor. Oh, wait. Let's just redo this because we're getting some substitutions coming in. Mackenzie Scholes coming back in for Atchison County as well as Corey Wagner. For Valley Falls, I've got Cassidy Frakes and Caitlin Yates. We've got Grace Connor and Evie Gatzmeyer. And rounding it out is going to be Lauren Brown. 5:50 to go in the first half. Tigers with the basketball, leading it by a half a dozen. It is 13-7. ACCHS skips it over to the left side, gets it there to Martin outside the block, drives down to the baseline, way beneath the rim, brings it back off on top. The uncontested three is going to be wide right. The follow shot, no. Rebound, Martin follows it home. Madison Martin. Now at 8 points, it is 15-7. She's been a difference maker. But she's in the game. Good defensive player in. Opponents have to try to shoot around her because she rejects a lot of shots. She's been doing a good job of getting the ones she needs to get the short shots, hit those bunnies, hit those follow shots, and she's done that. And to the free throw line to boot, having a good game. 5 minutes to go in the first half. Valley with a basketball. Top side, that's going to be Yates. Dumps it over to the left side to Connor. Gracie starts in the lane. Top side again is going to go to Frakes. Cassidy to Evie. And now the ball all the way to the baseline. They'll dribble it out to the edge. Free throw line, it goes to Yates. And now the ball's going to be Fantafree stolen. Coming up with it is going to be Corey Wagner. Here comes Atchison County. So after all my work by Valley Falls, trying to operate an offense, trying to free up somebody. They were unable to make it happen and then turn the ball over. And quickly as that, the Tigers are going to give it right back. 4:29 to go in the opening half. Valley Falls is going to bring Corey Kirkwood back into the game. And also, we're going to get Brooklyn Schmelsley back in. Walking it up the floor and tinging it across midcourt. It's going to be Lauren Brown. Brown goes left side to Connor, back to Brown. Nearly midpoint now, the second quarter. 3-point shot for the baseline left is too strong, and the rebound is going to be lost out of play. Touched last by Evie. It's going to come back to ACCHS. Lady Tigers have never trailed in this game. In fact, leaped to a 6-0 lead. And right now, they're up by 8 at 15-7. Tigers will jump it over to the left side. Wagner, Corey feeds Martin. Tries to go to the middle, no room. Comes back out on top. There's Bowerly with it. Bowerly starts right. Dribble with that ball way away from the body, and the defender's able to reach in and dislodge it. It's going to go out of bounds back to Valley Falls. That dribble was away from the body, literally at full extended arm's length, and that allowed that defender to reach in there. Had plenty of room to maneuver and separate the ball from the ball handler. 3.5 to go in the first half. Against the Tiger 2-3 zone, here comes Valley Falls. Long cross court pass, baseline shot, EV3, no. Rebound Tigers. Against the Shoals coming up with a basketball, and up four with it is going to come Danny Chu. Chu jumps it left side, the three from the baseline, too strong. Rebound, Valley Falls, Kirkwood. Dragons outlet all the way up the floor, turning for two, too strong. Neither team having a lot of luck getting the ball to drop for him here tonight. Back to the left side, couple of steps and a running shot. Good for Kerry Wagner. 2:50 to play here in the first half. 17-7. Double-digit lead for Atchison County. Valley works it off on top. Lobs it back over to the right inside the circle. Now to the block. It's batted away for a moment, but Valley's going to recover it and step on the sideline. So stepping on the paint. Back it's going to go. Tigers are going to get Ava Spear back in. Ava is in and Danny Chu is out. 2.5 minutes to go in the first half. Game's gone along pretty quickly, hasn't it? Up the floor, here come the Tigers in. That's Corey Wagner. Lobs it right side to Ava for three. Short. Rebound is on the floor. Are we getting a jump ball? Finally. Took a little bit of time, but the official to finally make that jump ball indication. And back the other way. Here comes Valley Falls. Just over 2 minutes ago in the first half. Don't forget the guys game coming up after this one. Big night of high school hoops on Karen. And then, and Joseph, please correct me if I'm wrong, but indeed we have the renowned high school basketball scoreboard show coming up after game two tonight. Reports from all around the area. 3-point shot. Dragons won't go. Rebound. Here come the Tigers. Down the right side, Spear. Ava in the middle. Martin shoots, misses. Rebound, Corey Wagner follows up. Nope. This time the board cleared away by Kirkwood. Here comes Valley Falls. 1:40 to go in the first half. Kirkwood goes into the lane, pulls up from 15, kisses it off the window and good. Corey Kirkwood, 7 points, and it is 17-9. And with only 1.5 minutes to go in the first half, Valley Falls just went, I think, make sure they're within single digits at locker room. The pass right side, Ava, and that three won't go. Rebound, lost out of play by Valley Falls. Edie Gassman reached out, touched the ball, and then realized she ought to have let it go, knowing that she could maybe reach it and touch it, but not be able to, in fact, control the ball back in. Tigers are going to bring it back out on top. We're down to 1:05 to go in quarter, earn half number one. Bowerly will go left side, hooks it over to the right. Wagner goes three, looks good, is good. Corey Wagner picking up her 5 points of the game. It is 20-9, largest lead of the night. And the pass in the middle, nobody was looking for it. The Tigers are going to steal it away. So Valley Falls tries to pass one in the middle, but the ball was intended for someone who never knew it was coming. Here's a Tiger three, left side air ball this time. Valley Falls up the court. 1:30 to go in the half. Kirkwood starts left, comes right, drives in, 15-footer, up the window, didn't go, but she got fouled. Kirkwood. Foul is going to be on Corey Wagner, her first. It'll be team foul three for Atchison County, and Valley Falls committed one first quarter foul. Has not committed a foul yet in the second, so done a pretty splendid job. Kirkwood coming to the line. Free throw? Yeah. after hitting one of her first four. Kirkwood puts that first shot in. We got one more coming up here. 27 seconds left, opening half. It's now 20 to 10. Next free throw. Good. 22-11. Tigers are going to walk it up the floor very patiently. It's going to be Spear, and it's going to be knocked away from behind. Valley Falls coming up with a steal. Plenty of time. 14 seconds as they'll come into the forecourt. Kirkwood brings it down, skip past right side, into the baseline, and right through the hands it goes, and out of bounds deep in the corner. So Valley Falls had a pretty good plan, good idea going on, but they've kind of unraveled on them a little bit. 5 seconds, 4 seconds to go. Let's get the shot away. 1 second, and they're not going to get it off. That's going to bring us to halftime. We'll be back. It's halftime in Effingham. Intermission score, ACCHS Lady Tigers 20, Valley Falls 11.
It's time for the Amberwell Health Halftime Show on your local sports authority, Care Radio 93.7. Stay tuned. Your first half recap is coming up right after this.
Ready to reclaim your active lifestyle? Amberwell Orthopedic and Pain Management Specialists offer joint replacements, injury care, chronic pain treatments, and more. With clinics in Atchison, Hiawatha, and Lansing, and procedures performed in both Atchison and Hiawatha, they're here to bring back your mobility. Say goodbye to pain and hello to a vibrant life. Call 913-358-0807 to schedule your consultation today. Your journey to wellness is closer than you think.
The six-pack and a pound is now $2 off at Taco John's. But what's the right occasion to enjoy six crunchy tacos loaded with seasoned beef plus a pound of potato Olay? How about date night, movie night, thousand-piece puzzle night, picnics in the park, picnics in your kitchen, camping, tailgates, anniversaries, bribing friends, bribing pets, bribing yourself, birthdays, holidays, and any day that ends in Y? To name a few. The six-pack and a pound, now $2 off, only from Taco John's. Bigger, bolder, better. Download the app, earn free food.
Guys, teams are out of the court warming up. Don't forget, we have game two of the evening coming up after the ladies' contest. It'll be the boys' game. Atchison County and Valley Falls in the Northeast Kansas League. Right now, though, ladies' teams have headed to the locker room and a recap on opening half scoring. For Valley Falls, it's been Corey Kirkwood leads her team, leads all scorers in the first half with 9. Caitlin Yates has the other 2 for Valley Falls. For ACCHS, it was an 8-point half for Madison Martin. 5 for Corey Wagner coming off the bench, hitting a 3, Ava Spear, and then Mackenzie Bowerly and Ellie Spear, each with 2. Fouls are not a big deal. Valley Falls committed 1 foul in the entire first half. For Atchison County, 2 fouls for Madison Martin, no one else with more than 1. Don't go away. Second half of the ladies' game, and then the guys coming up shortly. Right now with our halftime score in Effingham, ACCHS, Lady Tigers 20, Valley Falls 11. Back we go to Joseph at a Care Sports Studio for, halftime fun.
You already know Gerber Electric provides professional and reliable service with free estimates and guaranteed work. But did you know they have a great retail space with electrical supplies for all of your do-it-yourself projects? Whether it's bulbs, batteries, connectors, or other electrical supplies, you can find it in their store at 405 North 17th in Atchison. At Gerber Electric, it's not just a job, it's a tradition.
Ready to reclaim your active lifestyle? Amberwell Orthopedic and Pain Management Specialists offer joint replacements, injury care, chronic pain treatments, and more. With clinics in Atchison, Hiawatha, and Lansing, and procedures performed in both Atchison and Hiawatha, they're here to bring back your mobility. Say goodbye to pain and hello to a vibrant life. Call 913-358-0807 to schedule your consultation today. Your journey to wellness is closer than you think.
Stop by Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Chill for lunch or dinner. Try their signature stack burgers or chicken strip basket, original or honey barbecue sauced and tossed. top it off with a classic DQ treat like a hot fudge sundae, dipped cone, or one of the many Blizzard flavors. All right now at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison. Happy tastes good.
Good evening, and thank you for joining us right here at Hot Country 93.7. For the first time in a long time, we will not be having a Saturday Benedictine Ravens game. The Ravens are on moving week this week. There's a lot of stuff going on along the conference, and they're figuring out a bunch of different things, so they've got a bit of a hiatus. Coming on Monday evening, we have another rare Monday night game. It will be Marhill Mount Academy taking on Valley Falls. The Valley Falls Dragons are joining us here in Atchison for that game. Then on Tuesday, we will have Atchison versus Highland. Again, a game where Highland comes into town. Both those series of games, both girl and boy games, start at 6 p.m. both Monday and Tuesday night. And the boys should be taken to the court sometime right around 8. Wednesday brings us to Benedictine Ravens basketball again as the Ravens are in Park, Missouri, taking on Park College. 5:30 is the scheduled tip for the women's game. The men should take to the court sometime right around 7:30. Thursday night brings us to Sports Look, where Tom and Gus Kautz discuss the local, regional, and national sports scene. Sports Look comes from the CARE radio studios and airs immediately following the 5 o'clock news report right around 5:15 to 5:20. I'll be back in just a moment with a look around the area and the scores as I have them.
K4 Ag in Valley Falls is your local farm partner. They have a full load of soother feeds, protein tubs, and mineral on hand, and delivery service for their Mix 30 liquid feed. Call 785-945-3202 for pricing and delivery. K4 Ag also carries tires for vehicles of every size, from semis to tractors to passenger vehicles, to keep you moving on the road or in the field. See K4 Ag in Valley Falls, nurturing farms, growing success.
The MSC Sports Radio Network is excited to announce that it will bring you live video coverage of postseason regional wrestling free online at mscsports.net. Jared Sleppy will cover the 4 to 1A Girls Regional Tournament at Sabetha on Saturday the 10th starting at 9 a.m. To watch the action live, go to mscsports.net, click on Listen Live, and then select the Sabetha or Holton channel. Regional wrestling on the MSC Sports Radio Network is brought to you by Commercial Tire Solutions, Holton Dental, Jackson Farmers in Meriden, Effingham, Lancaster, and Holton, the Farmer State Bank of Holton, Ashelman Construction, by Riley Electric of Holton, the Denison State Bank, Sawyer Custom Building and Remodeling, Wilson Tire, Community National Bank, by Cecil K's Hometown Market, by The Pines, and by Aflac. Don't miss live video coverage of regional wrestling this Saturday on the MSC Sports Radio Network, your local sports authority in Northeast Kansas.
Taking a look around the area, we have a couple of first half scores to report. It is Holton leading Hiawatha girls game in 23 points to 14 points. In the Marhill Mount Academy Jackson Heights game, Marhill Mount Academy Lady Ravens are at 35 points. Jackson Heights are at 10. At the end of the second quarter in the Nemaha Central Perry Lecompton game, Nemaha Central was on top 26-6. In the Centralia Valley Heights matchup, it's a tight one, with Centralia 2 points ahead at 26-24 at the half. And in this game, we've got ACCHS at 20 points to Valley Falls 11. I do have an early final to report. Atchison High Lady Phoenix beat Harmon 59-10 just a little while ago.
Do you know how to recognize a phone scam? At Union State Bank, we're focused on keeping your financial future secure, and that means providing the information you need to keep your accounts protected. There are several red flags that can help you recognize a scam, such as a request for sensitive information or the promise that you'll get a prize. You can learn more about how to recognize a phone scam at mybankusb.com or visit one of our 8 convenient USB locations for valuable information about how to protect your assets. NMLS 654946, Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC.
Here is your Hot Country 93.7 forecast. Chance of rain showers tonight, otherwise partly cloudy skies. Lows dip down to about 28, north winds 8 to 15 miles an hour. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times again tomorrow. Daytime highs approaching 47. Cloudy skies expected tomorrow night. Lows dip down to about 30.
dry Sunday and Monday under mainly clear skies with highs in the upper 40s. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
Taking a look outside right now, we're at 45 degrees in Atchison, Kansas. It feels like 41 out there. Winds are out of the north-northwest at 9 miles per hour. Relative humidity 57%. Dew point 31 degrees Fahrenheit. Barometric pressure on the rise at 29.87 inches of mercury. We'll be returning to Tom Kautz courtside in just a moment.
KAIR-FM, Horton, Atchison.
Get your tan on at Snap Fitness. You don't have to be a Snap Fitness member to take advantage of their great tanning deals. With three tanning beds, appointments are available from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. and 2 p.m. to 6 p.m. on Monday through Thursdays and 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. on Fridays and Saturdays. Call them at 913-367-1511 to schedule. Get your tan on at Snap Fitness, 409 Commercial in Atchison.
Thanks for listening to the Amberwell Health Halftime Show on your local sports authority, Care Radio 93.7. We now return to the gymnasium for second half coverage of your feature game.
And with that, we welcome you back here to Effingham, Kansas, where we're just getting started with the second half. It's a 22-11 lead for the home team, ACCHS over Valley Falls. Welcome back, everybody, with Joseph, producing and engineering at the Care Sports Studio. Also, doing his gig with the news, weather, sports, and current events. Joseph, thanks, man. Tom Kautz with you here courtside. Tigers with the basketball, leading it by 9. 20-11, going to the second half. Turnaround shot in the lane. It's going to be up and good from about 10 feet away. And Madison Martin is at double figures with 10. It is now 22-11. We're just inside 7 minutes to go in the third quarter. Jumper from the outside. There's your three for Valley Falls. It is good by Evie Gatzmeyer. 22-14. Tigers are going to bring it down. They'll dump it over to the right side. It's going to be Ellie Spear. Both teams have started their original five. Danny Chu, Mackenzie Bowerly, Mackenzie Scholes, Madison Martin, and Ellie Spear. And Madison with a put back. Now she's got a dozen. 24-14, ACCHS. For Valley Falls, you've got Evie Gatzmeyer out there getting the start. And she's out there with Lauren Brown and Corey Kirkwood, Caitlin Yates, Cassidy Frakes. And we're going to get a quick timeout. Yeah, Coach Jordan taking a timeout. Let's do it with him. Joseph, 6:16 to go, third quarter. 10-point lead for the Lady Tigers. Atchison County in front, 24-14.
Tired of fighting ants, termites, and other pests in and around your home? Call Richard at All Pro Exterminating. With over 20 years local experience, he's got the knowledge and the tools to handle your problem. All Pro Exterminating, 913-367-7729.
FW Houston Medical Center is here for all of your health care needs. Have an illness late at night or on the weekend? Come visit FW Houston's 24/7 walk-in clinic. Call us today at 913-774-4340 to learn more.
Well, we come out of the timeout. Valley Falls comes down court with the ball, puts up a shot, and we're going to get a jump ball called. So the jump ball, and going to come back into Valley Falls at their offensive end. 24-14, Lady Tigers in front. Valley Falls with the ball. They'll work the left side. Square up. Go three. Too strong. And the long rebound. Take it back by Valley. That was some good hustle over there by Evie Gatzmeyer. Here's Kirkwood with it on the right side. Changes direction. Spins to the free throw line. Up on top. Three-pointer. Launched and perfect. For Valley Falls, Caitlin Yates with 5. 24-17. 5:45 to go in the third quarter. Cross court is going to go for Atchison County. You've got Ellie Spear over there. Feeds into the middle. The shot is up and missing. And the rebound cleared away by Cassidy Franks. Here comes Valley Falls. Dragons are going to cut into this lead. They'll go for another three. Yeah, and that one will be short. Rebounded off the floor. And Valley's going to save it. They'll drive it back to the right side. Kirkwood into the lane. Runner. Too strong, follow shot, no, but a foul. This is coming over, and a little bit of a break for the Tigers. It could have just as easily gone against Madison Martin, but fortunately for the Tigers, it'll be foul number one for Danny Chu. And Valley Falls will run Edie up there to the line. A couple of free throws for Gatzmeyer. First of which, rolls off. It hung for the longest time on the front lip of the rim and then fell out forward. Tigers are going to bring Ava Spear back into the game, and Valley Falls is going to bring Brookman Schmelzley back in. One more shot, and it is up and good for Evie Gatzmeyer, her fourth point of the game. It is 24-18. And we've got 5:10 to go in the third quarter. Tigers will dump it over to the left side and losing the handle. That thing just kind of had a mind of its own and escapes, gets away into the Tiger bench. Valley Falls will be putting it in playing from the near side and right in front of the ACCHS bench over here. Geographically, just so you know, not that you care, but just so you know, the driving shot by Valley Falls is going to be rejected. Saved underneath, though, by the Dragons. We're above the scores table at the top of the seating area. Good place to watch the game from. Here's a baseline shot from the left side. Good movement of the basketball, and the shot is going to be finished by Yates. And the Tigers are going to take a timeout. Valley Falls is coming back. We've got a break, Joseph, at 4:48 to go in the third quarter. ACCHS 24, Valley Falls 20.
No matter where your home field is, Dyna-Gro Seed is at home on any acre. With a proven track record for consistent performance year after year, Dyna-Gro delivers innovative seed solutions to maximize your local acre. Purchase confidently, knowing you have a team who understands your land with the right seed that is designed to thrive in your local conditions. Book your seed today at your local Nutrien Ag Solutions or visit dynagrowseed.com to learn more.
Timeout. It'll be Atchison County basketball. They have it leading by four with 4:44 to go in the third quarter. Welcome back, everybody. Joseph in the studio. Tom Kelsey here. Lady Tigers with the basketball. They've led by as many as 11. They had a double-digit lead for quite a bit of the time. But now, Valley Falls has battled back. Nice pass to the left side. The shot is up. May have been deflected. It's going to go out of bounds, and it is going to be Valley Falls basketball. So the Dragons can make this a single possession game. Right now down by four. Evie Gatzmeyer walks it up the floor, comes out on top to Corey Kirkwood. Back over to Caitlin Yates. Will feed to the free throw line. Breaks out on top to three, short. Rebound. Valley Falls is going to save it down. That's going to be Grace Connor. Kirkwood. Cross court to the right side, stepping inside, the runner off balance, and the rebound is going to be allowed to fly out of bounds, and it'll be Tiger basketball. Midpoint of the third quarter, still 24-20, Atchison County in front. The Tigers have never trailed in the game, jumped out in front quickly, 6-0, 10-3 at the end of the opening quarter, 20-11 at halftime, but now it's 24-20. Valley Falls bats it away. Tigers just able to save it in bounds right in front of the scorer's table. And they will keep possession of the basketball. Over to the right side is going to be Wagner. Dumps it off on top. Scholes will go into the lane, go from about eight, and hit it off the window. Mackenzie Scholes collecting her first point of the game. 26-20 Tigers by a half a dozen. 3:20 to go, third quarter in the girls' game. Valley Falls left side. Evie Gatzmeyer out on top to Corey. Kirkwood back to Evie, over to the left side, deep in the corner. She'll dribble toward the top, pulls up her dribble in front of Corey Wagner, having a little trouble. Now is able to lob it out on top, and it's going to be saved by Valley Falls. Tiger defense playing really well, playing aggressively, chasing the ball, getting after it. Here's a three from the right side, off the rim, no, and a rebound down to Atchison County. Corey Wagner comes down with a rebound and is going to bring it up the floor herself at 2:50 to go in the opening or in the third quarter. Driving shot is up, no good. Rebound is on the floor. It's going to go. I thought it was going to go out of bounds, but saved underneath by Martin. And now it's going to be taken back by Valley Falls. And now we're going to have lots of contact, a whistle, and a foul in the backcourt. Is it on Bowerly? It is. No. not on 23, it's 24. It's going to be on Ava Spear, her first. Six Lady Tigers have committed a foul. One apiece on all of them except Madison Martin with a pair. 2.5 to go in the third quarter, 26-20. The feet, left side of the lane. No room in the middle for Kirkwood. And she'll have the ball stolen from here. Here comes Wagner. Corey outlets it right side. Ava goes into the corner. Back it'll come to Wagner. Drives in, throws a little elbow, and they're going to call it travel. And all the time that she was driving it, that elbow comes up, and they're going to say, well, they're not going to call an offensive foul, but they will call the traveling violation. And it'll be Valley Falls basketball with 2:14 to play in the third quarter. Now, kind of limping around as she's just come out of the ballgame for the Tigers, it's going to be Ava Spear. So she twisted an ankle maybe a little bit or something. They'll attend to her. Jeff's over here giving her ankle a look over. 2 minutes to go in the third. Schmelzy with the basketball. Top side, Valley Falls works it over to the right edge. Out on top is going to be Connor. Back around to the left side. Schmelzy, 1:45 to play in the third. Skip pass to the top. Valley being super patient. Not trying to force anything in the middle. Now they'll go to the free throw line. Gates, right side. Kirkwood, it's three. It's short. Rebound on the floor. Saved Valley. Batted around and knocked free. Stolen. Here comes Atchison County. Outlet down the right side, Corey Wagner. One hand push pass for Martin, and it's out of her reach, out of bounds. And here comes Valley Falls back up the court with 1:20 to go in the third. Bringing it down, driving left, going all the way to the side of the lane. No chance at a shot. It comes back out on top. A bit of a head fake by Schmelzny, and she does not take the shot. Brings it back out right side, Kirkwood. Free throw line. Frakes will look to the middle. Nothing doing. Tiger defense has been really nice. They've held Valley Falls to 20 points. Now with 1 minute to go in the third quarter, here's a shot from in the lane. It's up, no good. Rebound, Bowerly. Bowerly clears it down, and Tigers are going to go back up the floor. Feed it over to the left side, outside the lane with it. It's going to be Scholes. McKenzie comes off on top. Gets it there to Danny Chu. Chu's cross-court pass lost for a moment, but Corey Wagner is able to recover it. Here's a shot from the middle. Won't go for Martin, and the rebound, Valley Falls and to Cassidy Frakes. 1/2 minute to go in the third quarter. Valley running into the floor, forecourt, down to the free throw line, lobs it off on top, dumps it over to the left side, thinking about the three, pass it up, comes back out on top, Schmelzy, a head fake, does not take the shot, 24 seconds to go in the third quarter. Skip pass right side off the block, bounce comes out on top, lob back over to the left side. Valley Falls has it to Connor, now the shot, up and good for two! So there's a quick two, and it's 26-23. Shot from the outside. There's a Tiger three at the buzzer. Oh, that was a big, big shot by McKenzie Scholes, knocking it down, putting the Tigers back up. We're taking a break. We go to the fourth quarter in Effingham, Kansas. ACCHS Lady Tigers 29, Valley Falls 23.
Hi, this is Dan Rapplinger from Exchange Bank. You know, banking is so much better when you have friends that you know and trust. The kind you find at Exchange Bank. When it's time for a new car, a new house, or even a line of credit for your business, turn to us. We'll be there with you every step of the way. Exchange Bank. We're your friend and your banking partner. Equal housing lender. Member FDIC.
Exchange Bank and Trust. Community-minded, that's my bank.
Going to the fourth quarter, Madison Martin continues to lead the way scoring for both of these teams. She is in double figures with a dozen. Followed her by her teammates McKenzie Scholes and Corey Wagner with 5 apiece for Valley Falls. It is Corey Kirkwood blazing the way with 9-7 for Caitlin Yates. Going to the fourth quarter, it will be Tiger basketball coming in midcourt from the far side. They lead by 6. Welcome back to Effingham, Kansas, everybody. There's going to be an over and back as soon as she touches it right there. And we're going to have Valley Falls getting the basketball back seconds into the fourth quarter on a Tiger miscue just come right out of the gate. Putting it in play. Valley Falls, it'll be Kirkwood to bring it in. She'll take it back over on the right side, drive to the baseline, spins it off on top. Lauren Brown across to the left, across the free throw line. And they're going to call an offensive foul. That's a tough one. Another falling backward play by the Tiger defender. This is going to be an offensive foul called on Lauren Brown. Now, crazy as it might be, that is Lauren's first foul, but it is only the second foul tonight by Valley Falls. They did not foul in the second quarter. They did not foul in the third quarter. Now, laying on the floor, we're going to get timeout. And oh, my goodness, they're going to call a foul. I thought maybe they were going to call a travel. I thought maybe Coach Eckert had taken a timeout as one of his players was on the floor with a basketball. But they're going to call a foul on Valley Falls' Lauren Brown. Tigers have it in up top side, 7.5 to play in the ball game. Here's Martin, twist, turn. Oh, that's a pretty move and an easy layup. Counted in one for Martin. Madison Martin got the interior position on her defender, goes up with a shot, draws the foul on Cassidy Frakes. And now with 14 points, Madison looking for one more. She comes to the line. She's 2 of 2 tonight, 3 of 3 if she hits that one. It is 32-23. Lady Tigers with 7:15 left in the game. Guys coming up after this one, so don't go away. We got more. And now here's a Tiger foul as ACCHS McKenzie Schultz steps up and tries to slide over in front of the ball handler. It'll be her second foul tonight, first Tiger foul of the fourth. Schmelz, they will put it in play, and Lauren Brown will have it out on top for the Dragons. At the free throw line, it's going to be Cassidy. Back around left side, taking a baseline, triple team there. Lob comes out on top. Back left to the corner, down to the baseline. Valley doing a good job moving the ball. They'll feed it to the block. The shot up the window, not going to happen. And the rebound, Bowerly. Her baseball pass to the other end, and an easy layup won't drop. Rebound, pull back down again by Brakes. Valley runs to the other end. Deep in the corner and taking her out the ball. It's going to get away from Valley Falls down on their offensive baseline. 6.5 to go in the ballgame. 32-23. Tigers will bring it in, and Ellie Spear out there walks it up the floor. Takes her time, brings it up pretty slowly, stops way up high, maybe two steps into the forecourt, gets it between the circles to McKenzie Schultz, and Coach Eckert wants a timeout. We will take that with him. Joseph, we're taking a break at 6:23 to play in the ladies' game. Approaching the end, Atchison County 32, Valley Falls 23.
Atchison Auto Parts is your locally owned and operated independent NAPA dealer. With a team of experienced employees that have a lifelong passion for the auto industry, they provide top quality parts and exceptional service. They are all car guys who care about getting you the right parts. And with locations in Leavenworth and Smithville, they can get that part same day if not on their shelves. Open 8 to 6 Monday through Saturday and 9 to 3 on Sunday. Atchison Auto Parts, 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Atchison.
Well, congratulations, Coach Revant and the Phoenix girls team. Here's a little turnaround shot for the Tigers in the lane. It's going to be up and good for Bowerly. McKenzie Bowerly getting her fourth point of the night, making it 34-23. And again, a double-digit lead for the Lady Tigers. 6 minutes to go. Now Bowerly coming up with a steal. Jailbreak, other end, looks over her shoulder to make sure there's no defender coming up so she can slow down, slow up, square up, and hit it. Now 36-23. 5:50 to go. And again, back to the Phoenix girls win tonight as they defeat Harmon 59-10. We're going to get a timeout. Taking a break with the Lady Dragons. Joseph, we've got 5:52 to play in the game. ACCHS 36, Valley Falls 23.
Subway makes it their priority to serve you the delicious meals you love in the easiest, safest ways possible. Order in-store, online, or through the Subway app for carryout service. And with so many sandwich and salad options, everyone in the family will be happy. Check out their fresh melt, signature wraps, no bready bowls, and amazing salads at Subway, under the 5th Street Viaduct in Atchison.
Mid-February, didn't get any nicer outside. Hard to believe. Kind of felt funny. I was talking to some of the coaches and folks here. It just doesn't somehow seem right coming to a high school basketball game in the bright sunshine. And not like just traveling and getting to the game, but coming into the gym and there's a lot of daylight left. Basketball's played as a night sport, isn't it? You can tell we're getting late in the season. Here's a driving shot from the right side. It's up and not going to be good. And on the rebound, a late whistle. Jump ball is going to be called. It'll be Valley Falls basketball with 5:43 to go in the ball game, and the Tigers leading at 36-23. Valley will bring it in way up topside. Feed to the baseline left. Stepping inside, and Bowerly flops again and draws another charge. My goodness. Officials going to come over, and the foul is going to be on Valley Falls' Lauren Brown, and she's got three fouls, all of them in this fourth quarter. That'll be team foul four for Valley in the fourth, but still 5:38 to play. Tigers looking to skip it in, and they'll get it into Corey Wagner. Launches to the other end of the floor, and we get a Valley Falls player knocked to the floor. She's still down, an official, no foul, and she is on the hardwood and no foul call. That is remarkable. We hope she's okay. And we're going to take a timeout. Joseph probably attend to her. Taking a break at 5.5 to go in the game. Tigers 36, Valley 23.
Is your vehicle pulling to the left or right? Does your steering wheel shake or feel off center? It may be time to align your tires. Check in with the tire professionals at Lights Out at Town & Country in Atchison. It's recommended to align your tires once a year with regular maintenance to prevent uneven or rapid tire wear. For a tire alignment, repairs, or even replacement, contact the tire experts at Lights Out at Town & Country, 367-2699 or 201 Commercial Street in Atchison.
A little pause from the crowd as the Valley Falls player not on her feet yet by any means, but now starting to sit up, and now will climb to her feet. That was a tremendous collision. And no foul of any kind called, played on. 5.5 to go in the ball game. And here we go. It'll be Tiger basketball coming into their offensive baseline. 5.5 to go, leading it by 13. And it comes to Martin. She's got it left side. Wants to come out on top. The defender reaches in and ties her up. Tigers are going to have it back in at their baseline. And it will be Corey Wagner inbounding it to Martin. She'll drive right. Can't get it, but she's going to be fouled and come back to the free throw line where she has been absolutely unstoppable. Valley Falls foul on Kirkwood. It is her first. Madison Martin, perfect at the free throw line tonight. 3 of 3. 15 points, leads all scorers in the evening. And that one is going to come up just a wee bit short. One more shot coming up for the Tiger sophomore. They're a pretty nice little crowd. That one's going to be good. 37-23. I think the warm weather and the sunshine made it a late arriving crowd. A lot of people were doing things and stuff for a while. And now we're going to carry the ball. Yeah, it's going to be a travel. 5 minutes to go in the game. As we've gotten into the fourth quarter, and it's become a 14-point game, the maybe the focus and some of the concentration is a little diminished. And now we're going to get a whistle and a Valley Falls. Is this going to be a foul away from the ball? An offensive foul on Bowerly. Interestingly enough, it'll be her second. Valley brings it in way up topside. Gets it there to Connor. Grace goes right side. Kicks it there to Brooklyn. Schmelzy goes left to Brown. Out on top. The open three won't fall. And the rebound. Tigers had it. Lost it. Pick it back up again. And they're going to have it in the backcourt. Here comes Mackenzie Schultz with the ball. Loses her dribble. And her coach calls a timeout and saves her. We're going to get a timeout with the Tigers. Joseph, we've still got 4:45 to play in the ladies' game. Atchison County 37, Valley Falls 23.
Dreaming of a vibrant, weed-free lawn? Urban Lawn Care's six-step program makes it a reality. Tailored treatments in Atchison, Donovan, Jackson, Jefferson, Brown, and Leavenworth counties. Customize your plan. Choose all six rounds or select what suits you. Call for a free estimate and ask about their prepaid discount. Your dream lawn is just a call away at Urban Lawn Care, where they nurture dreams into reality.
And 4 minutes and 45 seconds to go in the ladies' game, and ACCHS is calling the timeout. The first club off the sideline is going to be Ava Spear and Corey Wagner out there with Mackenzie Schultz, Madison Martin, and who got running it out? Mackenzie Bowerly. Tigers are going to bring it in. Martin falls to the floor, slides across the floor, no travel call. Back out on top is going to come. And we'll have a Valley Falls foul. We've got three officials on the floor. We've got one official made just pretty much every call. And it will be Tigers coming to the free throw line. 4:38 left. At the stripe, it is Ava, and her free throw is not going to go in. Brooklyn Schmelzley, by the way, you're keeping your book at home, picking up her first foul right there. One more free throw for Ava, and that one rolls out. Will not go in. Here comes Valley Falls. They trail by some 14 with 4.5 to go. Going to take a yeoman comeback to get back in this game. The Tigers are going to steal the cross-court pass. And here's Wagner up court. She'll go left. Has picked up a little double team, stops her approach to the bucket, brings it back out on top. Ava Spear holds it there, goes to Madison Martin at the high post. Madison back it away, keeps moving her feet, and they're going to call it a foul. Not a travel, but a foul, and with 4:09 to go. It is going to be the second foul tonight by Corey Kirkwood. Madison taking her time. She's been really, really good tonight. That free throw is up and in. That is her 17th point this evening. We're almost halfway through the fourth quarter. This fourth quarter has taken a while. Lots of fouls, quite a few free throws. This free throw will not go in. Valley Falls rebounds it down. Creating it now 38-23. Found it with it over to the left side. Driving across, it's going to be Yates. Kicks it over to the right. Evie Gassmeyer back out on top to Yates. Cross court it goes, Gassmeyer. No, that's Schmelzley with it. In the lane, little one-handed runner. Off the window and good. First point tonight for Lauren Brown. 38-25. We're 3:40 left. Martin with it way up top side. Swings it over to the left. Danny Chews back into the game. And Hughes' pass is going to be stolen. Little jailbreak. Corey up and in. Kirkwood with 11. 38-27, and 3:20 to go. Now Martin will bring it up the floor. Runs it up like a point guard. Swings with the shoulders and the elbows flying left and right. Dumps it back off on top. Here's a running shot for the baseline right, and the ball goes out of bounds. It will be off Martin, and it will be back to Valley Falls. I'm surprised to see Atchison County taking shots, but certainly taking shots that quickly in the possession. I figured they'd want to be a little more into utilizing the clock. And the ball is lost and just absolutely just misplayed. And coming down the court, we're going to get a foul call. 2:53 to go. Valley Falls is going to commit a foul, and this one is on Yates. Once again, we'll have the Tigers at the free throw line, and they have been there a bunch now. Mackenzie Jones comes up, didn't score in the opening quarter, second quarter, but had a 5-point third. Her first free throw of the night rolls in. Half a dozen points down for Mackenzie Jones. 2:53 left in the ladies' game. It's 39-27. Deep knee bend, shot up and in, 40-27. 7 points now for Mackenzie. Valley will dump it deep into the left corner. Tigers continue to play that close press defense. Here's a baseline three, just kind of pounded up there, misses. Back to the left side. Valley Falls coming up with the offensive board, starts into the lane. Skip pass to the free throw line to the right and back out on top. It'll come. Running jump shot. The long two missing. Another offensive rebound. This one by Schmelsley. Top of the key. 16 footer, 17 footer. Nope. Rebound tipped out and battled for. And two players are going to take it to the hardwood. What are we going to get? Jump ball called. It'll belong to Valley Falls. 2:12 left in the game. ACCHS looking squarely in the eye of their fifth win of the year. Valley Falls puts it in play, and it'll be Lauren Brown down to the baseline. They'll go corner, back out toward the top, 2:05 to go. Way up high to Evie Gatzmeyer. And the cross-court pass is going to be stolen by Bowerly. She looks around, makes sure there's nobody behind her. Lays it up and misses the uncontested layup. And now she's on the floor. Gets back up, going to run the other way. Must not be hurt. Here's a feed in the lane. Kick back out on top. 3-point shot. Valley off the window. No. Rebound. Saved by the Lady Dragons. Way up top side with it is going to be Lauren Brown. And they'll have a Tiger foul on Ellie Spear. Ellie's picking up her first foul today. And I'm guessing Bowerly's going to come out because she has a grimace as she makes her way over to the sideline, and we have a Tiger timeout. Let's do it. We're taking a break. Shows up down to a minute and a half to go into ball game. Atchison County 40, Valley Falls 27.
The six-pack and a pound is now $2 off at Taco John's. But what's the right occasion to enjoy six crunchy tacos loaded with seasoned beef plus a pound of potato olave? How about date night, movie night, thousand-piece puzzle night, picnics in the park, picnics in your kitchen, camping, tailgates, anniversaries, bribing friends, bribing pets, bribing yourself, birthdays, holidays, and any day that ends in Y? To name a few. The six-pack and a pound, now $2 off, only from Taco John's. Bigger, bolder, better. Download the app, earn free food.
With a minute 34 to go in the ladies' game, Atchison County well out in front, 40-27 over Valley Falls. Valley putting it in play at their offensive end, kicks it up top side. He'll pass back over to the right, driving it down to the baseline, and now we're going to get a Tiger foul. We are. This one is going to be on Danny Chu, her second. And that will be Tiger team foul four of the fourth quarter, but time getting away. We're down to a minute 20 to go. Ball batted away, saved by Valley, launched into the corner, back on top, step inside, shot up off the backboard, nope. Rebound underneath, followed up, nope. And we're going to have free throws for Valley Falls with a minute 14 left, I suspect. Yeah. Just making sure the officials have not been really clear with some of the calls and have not necessarily given us directional information. But this foul is going to be the third of the game for the Lady Tigers, Danny Chu. And the first free throw will not go in. One more shot coming up here for Corey Kirkwood. Corey's got 11 points tonight, and now she's got a dozen. 40 to 28. Minute 13 left. Still in the backcourt with it. Atchison County. Ellie Spear brings it up and eases her way over to the right side, guarded by Schmelzy, all the way to the corner. Brings it off on top to Wagner. Here's Martin, starts into the lane. Now squares up, changes hands, shot is up, missing. Rebound to go back down. It's going to be down the east, worth 50 seconds to go. Dancing her way to the right side, going into the lane, running shot, up, off the window, and good. The bucket by Kirkwood for two. We're going to get a Valley Falls timeout. Joseph, we're taking a break at 44 seconds to go in the game. Tigers, 40, Dragons, 30.
You already know Gerber Electric provides professional and reliable service with free estimates and guaranteed work. But did you know they have a great retail space with electrical supplies for all of your do-it-yourself projects? Whether it's bulbs, batteries, connectors, or other electrical supplies, you can find it in their store at 405 North 17th in Atchison. At Gerber Electric, it's not just a job, it's a tradition.
In the ladies' game, a reminder that the guys' game is going to be coming up after this one, so don't go far. More hoops coming up here on Gear Radio. The starting five back in the game for the Tigers and head coach Andrew Eckert. Leading by 10, 44 seconds left. He has gone seven deep tonight. A little pressure by Valley Falls on the inbound, and Ellie Spear will take the inbound pass. Brings it up the floor, down the left side in front of the scorer's table, and very quickly we'll get a foul called on Grace Connor. Valley Falls will have Grace commit that foul. It'll be her first of the game and put the Tigers at the line with 36 seconds to go. Coming to the free throw line, here's going to be Ellie. She got 2 points in the opening quarter, hasn't scored since then, and this free throw is up and in. ACCHS has been efficient at the free throw line here in the fourth quarter. 6 of 9. This one, no. Rebound at Valley Falls. 41-30. Half a minute to go. And on the floor of the basketball, Valley Falls is going to turn it over. Coach Hale is saying, all right, ladies, we'd like you to press on this inbound play, please. It'll come into Martin. She'll be doubled up on the near side. Back into the backcourt to Mackenzie Schultz. Back it'll come to Martin, and there's going to be a foul that'll put her at the free throw line with 22 to go. For the Tigers, putting Madison and Martin on the line is probably about as good as you could hope for. Madison. 5 of 7 at the free throw line tonight. This one will not go. One more shot coming. Martin will look it over. Now 5 of 8 and 5 of 9. So here comes Valley Falls quickly down the court. 15 seconds to play, down by 11, 41-30. In the lane, the shot goes up, no, and we're going to get a foul and a couple of free throws, another foul on Martin. She had too early in the game. And then has done a very good job of not getting herself into foul trouble until this now is only her third of the night. And back at the free throw line comes Corey Kirkwood. Corey has struggled at the line. 2 of 6 free throw shooting. This one, 2 of 7. Corey, I'm going to tell you right up front, way better free throw shooter than that. She's got 14 points tonight. I'm going to look over this second one, and it will not go in either. Tigers are going to rebound it down with 8 seconds left. Now the ball's going to be knocked away. Valley Falls will lose it out of bounds, and they're going to say it is off Atchison County. Coach Ecker quickly, with 5 seconds to go, racing substitutions into the game as KD's Folks comes in. He's going to get Martin out of the game with 5 seconds left. Here's an inbound, 3 shot, up and good, and that's probably going to do it. There it is. Final score tonight. ACCHS 41, Valley Falls 33. And we'll be back to wrap it up for you right after this.
Thanks for listening to local high school basketball on Care Radio 93.7. Stick around for our post-game show featuring your Union State Bank of Atchison player to bank on, coming up right after this.
When you visit one of our 8 Union State Bank locations, you're bound to see familiar faces. That's because at USB, community is everything. We live, work, and play where you do, so you're seeing us at the Friday night football game, having lunch at the local cafe, and chasing our kids on the park playground. USB employees believe we are stronger with local ties and local financial decisions. That's why we hope you'll visit a Union State Bank location and find out why we love being a part of the community. NMLS number 654946, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Ready to reclaim your active lifestyle? Amberwell Orthopedic and Pain Management Specialists offer joint replacements, injury care, chronic pain treatments, and more. With clinics in Atchison, Hiawatha, and Lansing, and procedures performed in both Atchison and Hiawatha, they're here to bring back your mobility. Say goodbye to pain and hello to a vibrant life. Call 913-358-0807 to schedule your consultation today. Your journey to wellness is closer than you think.
Guys, teams are out of the court warming up. Let's recap the ladies' game. What do you say? First of all, for Valley Falls, leading the way offensively, Corey Kirkwood. She does it all the time. Having a great season. 14 points tonight for Corey. 7 this evening for Caitlin Yates. 5 in the game for Lauren Brown. Edie Gansmeyer with 4 and 3 for Grace Connor. For ACCHS here, Union State Bank player of the game, got to be Madison Martin. She led her team at all scorers. 17 points. In fact, no one in her team within 10 of that. Mackenzie Schultz with 7, 6 for Mackenzie Bowerly. Corey Wagner had 5 and a 3 apiece for Ellie Spear and Ava Spear. Valley Falls is now 5 and 6 on the season and 5 and 6 in the conference, 6 and 9 on the season. For ACCHS, 5 wins now, 5 and 10 on the year, and 5 and 6 in the NEKL. Joseph, we're going to take a little bit of a breather, get everything reset, and get going with guys basketball coming up here on Kent Radio very shortly. Do not go away. Again, the final score in the ladies' contest, Atchison County over Valley Falls, 41-33. We'll be back with the guys' game in about 12 minutes.
Thanks for listening to our coverage of local high school basketball on Care Radio 93.7 and our post-game show featuring the Union State Bank of Atchison player to bank on. Stay informed with game recaps and the latest sports schedule at mscsports.net. This has been an MSC Sports production.